Hello, I'm KP Whaley with the Asheville FM NewsHour team, and today we're speaking with Roy Philbrick, a board member at Youth Outright, about their upcoming prom on June 1st of this coming month. Roy, thanks for joining us.
Of course.
Tell me about Youth Outright and what the organization is.
Youth Outright is this queer youth kind of an advocacy group. It's to aspire leadership in our youth. It's ages 11 to 20. We have a youth advisory board. We go to conferences around North Carolina and sometimes out of North Carolina. Like, there's a conference called Creating Change we go to every year. We have a drag brunch once a month where youth and older drag people can perform together. We have prom, like we're about to talk about. We just do a lot of organization stuff to help encourage youth to be themselves and help them. And we have groups every week, depending on which week. It's going to be a different age range because age is important. We don't want 11-year-olds with the 20-year-olds. So we try to help out a lot, and one of their brunches is actually going to help fund my top surgery. We try to help a lot.
Cool. And what's the organization mean to youth in Asheville area or North Carolina?
A lot of places, some places now, but a lot of places don't really have space, safe spaces for queer youth, like LGBT youth. So we just want to have a space where LGBT youth can be themselves and be who they are and, like, find who they are and be leaderships in their own ways, like how to, like, they can be on the youth advisory board, or they can be on the actual board, I call it adult board, but we have youth there. They can go to conferences, and we do talks about safer sex demos and consent and just gender identities and romantic identities. We just want a safe space for youth to have, because a lot of people don't have that, and a lot of places are not safe for queer youth. Most of the places for queer people are bars, and a lot of people are not at 21, or with the 18 and up bars, a lot of people can't get into that. So we just want youth to feel like they can be themselves if they can't do it at home. Even if they can do it at home, just have a place to go.
How did you get involved in Youth Outright? I understand you're on the board now, but you actually started as a youth in the program.
I started at like 15, 16, freshman year of school. Freshman year of high school, my friend had a friend who's like, oh, there's this group for queer youth. I was cis and bisexual back then, because I was just like, I don't know what most things are. Mm-hmm. And they're like, there's this group for queer youth. And you guys should go. So we went, and I was quiet for the first few meetings, because, you know, it's a new place with a lot of people. I didn't know much, so I didn't want to sound ignorant. And after a few months of going, I started getting more into a role. Like, I volunteered to go to this camp, this career camp, leadership camp they have in Greensboro. And the next year I went to the conf Creating Change in, I think it was Chicago. Like, we fund people to go to places just to learn more and how to take back to our communities and help out. So I just haven't really stopped going. They're kind of stuck with me now.
Prom is coming up. What's the significance of why prom is... Why do you have a queer prom?
Well, a lot of normal high school proms, they have, like, you can't go if you're a girl, you can't go with your girlfriend, or you can't go with your boyfriend if you're a boy, because there's just strict gender roles and stuff, and they might have to feel like they have to dress how they're not comfortable with, or they're gender assigned at birth. So queer prom is you can go as who you are or what you want. You can wear tutus, you can wear tugs, you can wear jeans and a skirt. No, that doesn't make sense. Jeans and a t-shirt. But it doesn't matter. Like, it's just, there's pretty good food. I just did a food tasting. Oh my God, it's my favorite part of prom. I've been on the prom committee for 4 years now. It's so good food. But like, it's just, instead of being surrounded by cis heteros, no offense, it's just a bunch of queer youth just hanging out with some supervision, having non-alcoholic drinks and stuff. Cool. Dancing with drag queens.
Yeah, so tell me about prom. What's the theme this year, and what can an attendee expect?
This theme is Night on Planet Quirion. It's like out of space, I guess. We have little buttons with it. It's cute. Like the attendance you expect. Well, last year we had around 200 people, so we're hoping a little bit more than 200 people. It slowly gets more every year. It slowly gets higher, so we're assuming it's more than 200 people.
And who's invited?
Anybody. Queer youth ages 14 to 20 that they can come from any part of the state if they want, any other part of the country, but I doubt anybody's going to come from a different state all the way to Asheville, North Carolina, just for a queer prom.
Right.
That'd be cool, though.
Although maybe someone from Johnson City might, huh?
True. But, like, we just want a safe space where queer youth can, like, be touchy. Not, like, too touchy, but, like, hold hands and dance and not have, like, get attacked or get slurred or stuff like that. We have a safe space in the area, too. So if you get overstimulated, you can go there. And you can bring clothing if your parents are not that accepting. You can bring clothing in your bag and just go to the bathroom and dress it. I'm pretty sure they're gender-neutral bathrooms. Knowing us, they're most likely going to be gender-neutral bathrooms. So you don't have to worry about, like, which bathroom to go into. Because nobody wants to do that on a prom night. Nobody wants that.
Yeah. Cool. And so, again, the details on this event are... It's prom night, June 1st. The hours are 7 to 10 at the Doubletree Hotel here in Asheville. And youth ages 14 to 20 are welcome. There is a fee, but I believe no one will be turned away, correct?
Yeah, nobody's going to be turned away.
Great.
With lack of funds, because most youth don't have money.
Anything else you want to mention before we... let you go?
I hope to see some of y'all queer youth at prom. I hope if you're supportive parents, you let your queer youth go to prom. I hope you guys have a blast. I'll be there. And it's going to be a blast.
Great. Thank you so much.